Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
We're less than 10 minutes away from hooking you up with that password so you could play Beat the Bank. You're shouted up to $1,000. It's happening twice today, by the way. Love letters to Kelly coming up this hour as well. You go to KidNation.com if you want to write our love expert so we could hook you up some awesome love advice.
Nice.
And we were just talking about Instagram. Because Jenna tried to send us a video yesterday to me and White Cheddar, our producer.
Yeah.
Couldn't see it because some of these Instagram pages do the, you have to request to follow them, even though they have millions of followers.
Sorry, I didn't think about that, but it's harder is the account. I love it. But there's something funny, but now I'm going to have to show you. I know, I hate that too. When someone sends me something, I'm like, I can't see it.
Yeah.
And then I follow the account. And sometimes it's a good follow. Sometimes it's not. But they have to accept you, which is weird when they have millions of followers.
I've been sitting on the request for, like, I think 12 hours now since you sent me the video.
They must be on Pacific time.
Yeah. They're slow on the...
I don't know.
It's like, accept me.
I'll show you. No, you guys are going to like it.
I feel so rejected
it's
right now.
It's dude humor, but it's an audio clip I want to pull to use for the show.
Okay.
I want it to be my personal... I want it to be like the applause. You know how we do golf clap?
Uh-huh.
I want it to be added to the catalog of applause options.
Oh, okay.
Oh, nice. Very nice. And before we get into whatever Wednesday, we were just talking about Kate Spade and we give you the suicide prevention hotline. Mm-hmm. There was a lot of Kid Nation members wrote us and said, hey, statistics show that only 5% of teens are willing to call the phone crisis lines, but they're more willing to text.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're willing to text, you could text 741-741. Nobody will know it's you. You'll get to talk to a crisis counselor.
That's good.
And they will return your text. You can go back and forth until you feel...
Well, that's good
better.
I didn't know that.
741-741. We checked it out on Snopes, and that checked out as well. That statistic that only 5% of kids are willing to text instead of call.
All right.
There's a better option for you if you feel alone and you feel like you need some help, but you don't want to throw your name out there. There's ways to get help. And now we can get into whatever Wednesday.
I bought new jeans.
You did?
I ordered them online, which you know is risky.
Yeah, buddy.
And I couldn't get them on last night when my AC was broken. So I thought maybe I was just swollen from the pickle juice and the heat.
Yeah.
So this morning I put them on. I could barely get them on. I laid on the floor. And then I was thinking, I'm going to have to send them back. And then I'm like, no, I'm going to tough it out through the day.
Yeah.
Because they're going to stretch. Because I tend to buy jeans. When I buy them, then they fit. They stretch out too much.
Of course.
I can't breathe.
Oh, it still hasn't stretched?
Yeah, I need to roll around.
Do you need me and Al to grab the waist and pull?
No, yeah. I think I just have to suffer through the uncomfortability for a little bit.
I saw you over there making some moves.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing.
I thought you were just tight or something.
I thought you were
working out.
She's making
that,
money moves.
I got that fresh denim, Al.
Okay.
Making money moves. No, I'm not even getting a good stretch, and I'm just trying to stretch out the jeans.
Oh, I got
just new jeans. Yeah, I didn't do that.
Yeah.
There's a small market of jeans for the black man booty.
I still want you to get the skinny jeans.
Yeah.
I think you rock the skinny jeans.
The skinny jeans.
Because big booty girls are finding jeans to fit.
For sure.
Yeah. You got to get them apple bottom jeans. The the Khloe Kardashian jeans. Good Americans are great for the booty.
Some good American.
My wife loves those jeans.
Maybe it's just my butt.
Yeah. Let's get out some male American jeans or whatever they're called. The Khloe ones. What are they called again?
Good American.
Good American. Yes. Ramon.
Hello.
Hello. I'm sorry.
Sorry.
I know he just came at you. We didn't even know what happened.
What's up, buddy?
How are you guys? I'm doing well. How about yourself?
Good. Hey.
Doing great. What's you have a question for the show for whatever Wednesday. What is it?
I do. Big L, you have 334 days, I think, before you have to tell everyone that story you talked about.
You've been trapped. You got that countdown?
Sit tight there, Ramon.
Yep. Ramon, do not hold your breath. Do not think about it.
Hey.
Ramon, you're going
to
enjoy
fair.
It.
I only barely remember it. I was like, oh, yeah, I was supposed to be keeping track of this just to see if he would remember it.
There you go.
Ramon is keeping track.
Momentarily.
Big Al, follow-up question to Ramon giving you the countdown. Has anything else happened that could be added?
Actually, yeah.
Oh, really?
Oh, there has been.
There was a sighting.
A sighting. But not an event. A slight event.
A slight event.
I'm suspicious.
You're suspicious.
I've got a photo.
Oh, you got a photo.
We're sneaking photos.
Did you take a picture or somebody sent you a picture?
I took a picture.
Okay.
Did you stealthily take a picture, or did you ask to take a picture?
No, I did not ask, Ramon, but that's all I can tell you. You have to wait for the details. You have 334 days to wait, okay? Mark it on your calendar.
Okay.
All right. Yes, well, he did.
Ramon, you're in charge of keeping track for us. Keep him honest, okay?
Okay.
All right, buddy. Have a wonderful day. Look at Ramon keeping track of how many days.
I don't look at Ramon.
Still in the 300s.
I don't blame him.
Felt like it was going to be here tomorrow, and it's not. Definitely not going to watch. Serena has some advice for me. Hi, Serena.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing great. You have a reason why I should let my son watch Jaws, because he asked me he wants to watch the movie, and you have a reason why I should let him watch it?
I do. So my daughter just turned 6, and when she was 5, she wanted to watch it, so we did, and she bawled so hard because they killed the shark, and it's not his fault that he's mean.
I think maybe
he'll have the same feeling she did.
Yeah. You know what? A lot of people were writing me too and saying I should let him watch Soul Surfer and say that's Jaws because there's a little bit of a shark attack on that one, but it's got a good storyline to it.
That's the real life girl that lost her arm.
Yeah, and it's a real life story.
And continues to surf.
She's a professional surfer.
Why don't you also, whether you let him watch the movie
Thank you, Serena.
Go ahead and buy a fish aquarium. I don't know if you have one or not. Get a fish aquarium with a little baby shark.
I wish they sold little tiny sharks.
They do.
Tiny sharks?
Yeah. How big will he get, though?
I mean, it's not a real
shark. A micro shark?
Yeah.
Like a pygmy shark?
I guess. I've seen them in the store.
If mini sharks become a pet thing, I don't know.
Dude, could you imagine a little micro great white? A little mini shark? Little tiny shark.
See, I'm pretty cool with that right there.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Yeah, actually, that sounds cool.
And name him Jaws?
Yeah. Little Jaws.
They had that tiny giraffe in that commercial.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I was so sad when I found out miniature giraffes are not real.
Aww.
I really wanted one, you know?
Aww, what are you going to do with one?
Just have it in my house. His bowls could be on the counter because his neck's a little bit longer than a regular miniature.
His what?
He could be a watch.
His bowls.
Yeah, so he could be feeding. What'd you think I said?
Oh.
Jenna misheard.
I'm like, why are we talking about
No, bowls is. Yes, it's feeding bowls. Hi, Natalie.
Hey!
So, we usually do Petty Monday, but you have something petty you did to your roommate today for whatever Wednesday?
Yes, every day is Petty Monday to me.
Okay.
And whenever my roommate was a control freak over the air, and she would cut off the breaker to the air if I turned it down below 70 knots. And when I moved out, I cut off the breaker to the fridge, so all of her food was ruined.
Natalie! that is so petty.
Oh, that's savage, man.
But you know what she was doing it to you?
79.
That is way too hot, man.
That's what I call a broken AC.
Yeah, that's Jenna's house right now.
That's what mine was. No, mine's good now.
Oh, man, I'm glad you moved out of there, Natalie.
Oh, my gosh.
Thank you so much.
And you know what? I'm not even mad about the whole fridge thing.
$4 food.
Yeah, it was like on 90, like some days. I'd come home and it was like on 90.
90?
I didn't know it went that hot.
And I live in Georgia, Savannah, Georgia. Do you know how hot it is?
Yes. Are you living with the devil or something?
Okay, I'm telling you, her and her cat were Satan. I'm not even joking.
Because there's that song, The Devil Went Down to Georgia, remember?
Oh, right.
Maybe that's who, that's who Natalie moved in with.
Yeah.
Wow. Thanks, Natalie. So many roommates just got a petty idea right there.
Wow.
You know, the Kid Craddock Morning Show, hooking you up with petty ideas every week. Just so you can do things back to people that don't treat you right.
That is terrible.
All right, Kid Nation. Well, we want to treat you right. We want to treat you very right. In fact, we want to hook you up with $1,000. But first, we got to give you a password so you can play Beat the Bank.
Mm-hmm.
Your password this hour is Warriors.
All right.
Warriors. Don't forget, Game 3 tonight.
Game 3 is tonight.
Game 3 is tonight.
In Cleveland.
The Cleveland LeBron Jameses are down to the Warriors, which is your password. Which means Beat the Bank is coming up next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
All right, Kid Nation, we armed you with that password. Now all you have to do is get through so you can play Beat the Bank. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
That's 800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
And we want to give you some luck, so we'll take caller number 7 to play Beat the Bank. Lucky number 7. Make sure you have that password, because if you don't, we'll move on to the next person until we find one that remembers the password, so you could win up to $1,000 with Beat the Bank. Tomorrow at this time, our Big Al Mack had a big interview with a big star.
Two
big stars.
Yeah. Ooh. And I was genuinely nervous. I normally don't get real nervous. I don't think, unless I'm too stupid to realize I'm nervous. But
who'd you sit down with?
I sat down with John freaking Travolta and his wife, his beautiful wife, Kelly Preston. Beautiful. And I'd never met her before. And I think I was nervous because I couldn't tell when I was watching the movie Gotti. That's why I was interviewing him. The movie made me nervous, but I don't know if I was nervous because of the movie or nervous in anticipation of the interview.
About John Gotti?
You were watching it right before you went to do the interview, right?
Right, yeah. Right. And I've interviewed him twice before, and it went well.
You got him to rap once.
Yeah. And
there's that danger of, can I do it again?
Yeah.
You know? And then you psych yourself out.
And then I'm thinking, okay, I remember him. But there's no way on God's green earth that he would remember me.
Of course he remembers you.
And so I had some questions down here just to give you a little bit of a tease. I had some questions. Kelly was nice enough to stay and help me a little bit, give me some ideas. I had some questions, and about 10, maybe even 15 questions.
Why are you prepared?
Nice.
Did not impress. These questions did not impress Kelly Raspberry at all.
No, I just said, you know, these are fine.
But he prepared.
Listen, you know, basically, and it's hard. And the worst.
I'm the worst. You might be second worst.
I'm horrible. If you just listen and just have a conversation with them. Sometimes you don't even need these questions, but they're there in a pain, you know.
Oh, yeah. I like to have them.
Safety net. Before you give us this little tease of the interview, if, God forbid, we lose our job, and you go interview at a radio station, Al and Kelly, and they asked you, how good are you at celebrity interviews about what you said?
You know what I do? I stand up and I leave. I stand up and I leave. Oh, thank you. Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
My time is here. But,
So two things I want to give you. As soon as I got there to the interview, this was at a fancy hotel. There's a guy with the movie company or whatever, the advertising agency, standing there sending you somewhere else. And he says, hey, who are you? And I'm like, I'm Big Al Mack with the Kid Credit Morning Show. Okay, good. And he sees my phone and my iPad. He goes, as soon as you get in, blah, blah, is going to take you downstairs to where the interview is going to take place.
Uh-huh.
And then they're going to take your phone and your iPad because there's none of that.
That's where all your notes are.
You're allowed to have your phone.
Yes! I'm like, no, you can't take my notes.
Did you tell him?
Yes!
And what did he say?
No! No,
you couldn't keep your iPad?
I go into freak out mode.
What? Tell him you'll put it on airplane mode or something.
So anyway, that was my first little moment.
Oh, boy.
But, you have to fail.
Okay.
Right?
So here is just a little teeny weeny tidbit of the interview with John Travolta and Kelly Preston from yesterday.
Okay.
Do you have a no number two rule on the plane?
No, because that's nature.
Well, it is, but it's also...
You got to do what you got to do. No, you got to allow your guests.
Because I like the joy of the flight, and I think it's large enough to disperse.
It's a big plane.
Of course, we're talking about John Travolta's private plane. He's a pilot.
Like, he's got like 18 planes or something. He's got 7.
Where in the list of questions did that one fall? Was it right out the gate?
That was pretty close to the beginning.
I love Kelly's laugh.
Number two.
Well, I'm going to tell you, we just showed a little clip of them on Kid TV.
They look
fabulous.
Question number two.
John looks awesome.
He looks awesome.
They also look real.
If you look at the still photo I just posted on my Instagram, I think I did.
Gosh,
on my Facebook,
I love that lighting.
It looks like I am standing with a cardboard cutout of John Travolta and Kelly Preston.
Because they look so good.
They look so incredibly good. And I promise that's actually them.
That's them.
But man.
They're beautiful people.
I'll say this one little other thing and then I'll be done with it.
Okay.
Did he remember you?
He did.
Yeah,
okay, cool.
He at least remembered my face.
He's an actor.
He didn't remember my name. Yeah. He goes, hey. And I'm like, I was like, relief. I'm like,
Brother.
Gosh, he remembers me. At least he remembers my face. So that made it at least a little bit easier.
Okay.
And it's in this little...
What do you give the interview out of 10?
Now, what I give it and what you guys give it might be two different things, but...
Well, we'll hear it tomorrow,
I was there. I'd give it an 8.5.
Whoa! Kid Nation, prepare for a 6 interview.
Bang, Miller, Coors, Michelob, Ultra. Cool to hang out with John Travolta.
Hey. Again, tomorrow at this time is when you can hear that.
Awesome.
Christy, welcome to the show.
I got in.
Oh, you got in.
You're in. You ready?
In, girl.
Congratulations.
I'm ready.
Oh, now you're ready. What are you up to right now?
I am driving home from work.
Driving home from work.
Okay. Work at the graveyard, huh?
What do you do?
I work in labor and delivery.
Oh, how many babies last night?
Two.
Two babies. Oh. Nice. Boy, girl, or just...
Two girls.
Oh, two girls were brought into
the
world.
Were they cute?
Of course they're cute. They're babies.
if it's like at the end of your shift and somebody's like right there about to give birth, do you just leave or do you stay until...
No,
you
just stay.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Hey, yeah, like it's luggage at the airport when they're like, we have a shift change.
I gotta run.
Yeah.
Oh.
There's an arm poking out. She's like, sorry, guys, we got a shift change.
We gotta finish this.
Well, I don't know if like tag up or something.
Well, Christy, we would love to send you home with a little extra money, but first, let's step up to the vault.
Hello. Please enter your password.
Warriors.
Password accepted.
Well done, Christy.
Way to go, Christy.
Welcome to the bank vault. Here is Jenna to tell you how the game works.
Yes, so you are inside that vault. The banker is going to start shouting out some steadily increasing dollar amounts, and it's just on you to decide. I think he's gone as high as he's going to go and say stop, and you get to keep that amount of money. We don't know when he's going to stop. It might go all the way to 1,000, even if it does. All you got to do is say stop, because if you don't and it closes on you, you get nothing.
Yeah.
That's it.
We don't want that. You got it, Christy? All right, Christy. Let's do this. Let's play
Beat the Bank!
$110 $150 $240 $260 $320 $390 440 470 600 710 810 930
Stop. Whoa!
She has nerves of steel.
Yeah.
I got this.
Nothing wrong with her.
I felt like I was in labor right there.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my God. Great, great job.
Christy, you delivered.
Oh,
$930 for you. What are you going to do with that money, Christy?
I have no idea. My kid's birthday is coming up, so probably something for his birthday.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Get you some awesome birthday party action going on right there. Hey, well, not much left, but just for fun, let's see how high it would have gone, Christy.
A trick.
Well, the banker makes you think he's going to go to 1,000 when he gets to 900.
Yeah.
Listeners have great gut instincts. This happened yesterday, right?
Well done, Christy.
Hey, we're 3 for 3 this week, right?
Wow, oh, man. My heart rate right now. I'm about to pit out.
You and me both.
Congratulations, Christy. Hold on first. We'll get you all set up. Thank you for listening to the show and enjoy the money, okay?
No, thank you, guys. Thank you so much.
And keep doing all that good work out there at the hospital delivering those cute babies. Christy, man. Our first round of Beat the Bank. If you didn't get in this hour, we got you. In less than an hour, we'll hook you up with another password, and then we'll play again. But coming up next, it's time for our love expert to take the floor.
All right.
Love Letters to Kelly is next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Fresh off of giving away $930 to Christy.
Good job, girl.
The nurse.
Good job.
Labor and delivery. From the text, Kid Nation members... texted us and said, I just screamed stop and made my baby cry, LOL.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
Be careful when playing Beat the Bank in the car with the babies.
Mm, right.
Especially if they're sleeping.
So stressful.
Today's D-Day, by the way.
That's right.
Storming the beaches.
Normandy.
10,000 casualties.
Wow.
Yeah, can you imagine 18-year-old dudes just...
No.
What they had to go all. Through on this day.
No, I can't.
Gave their all
for us. All the Allied forces getting together to try to storm. Man, and watching it on Saving Private Ryan, that's probably the one movie that I've watched that mm-hmm. I think is the closest. There's other ones that have come out that have shown that, but
that was a deep one, though.
Yeah. So take a moment today to remember those that
sure
basically paid the ultimate price for us to have what we have today.
Yeah.
And right now, Kelly Raspberry.
Yes.
Please step into the building. It's time to become the love expert.
Here I am.
Put on your expert hat. Your love
expert. Yeah, put on your expert hat. Because what do you do when you feel you're more manly than your man?
Oh.
Yeah, we'll get to that in a second. It's time for
Jenna.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
I've embraced my... I'm just decided. I'm just a weirdly athletic chick, so that's how this
is. That's
goes.
A good thing.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
Here's the problem. I like two guys, and both of them asked me out. How do I know which one to choose? Mm. The first one, Dave. Dave's taller than me, sweet and kind. He cares about my problems and has the guts to say he loved me in person.
Oh, wow.
Guy number two, Taylor, is shorter than me, but funny and nice. He and I have already dated once. But he's changed a lot, and I love him so much. But I love Dave, too. Which one is the one for me? Who should I choose? Tell me which one, not just whichever my heart chooses. Please and thank you, Katie.
Okay, you date both of them.
But he loves
you. You just see, you just don't go out with them. I'm not saying to go all the way with each of them. That's not what I'm saying.
How are you going
to know? You date to get to know which one is the right match for you. Yeah. I cannot tell just based on your description. I have no way of knowing that.
I mean, it's
dating both.
Is it dating when you already say I love you?
That's
relationship.
I'm assuming they're rather young.
No, because their business email says otherwise.
Oh, or if you want a more...
Yeah, the email's so funny.
Yeah. What does it say?
Well, we can't give
we
away
can give it all movies. Away, but it's Mega Aussie Shampoo. I'm leaving a word out, so I don't know why that's the email. Maybe she sells it.
Did she say their names again?
Yes, Dave is taller, sweet, kind, cares about her problems. Guy two, Taylor, is short, funny, nice, and they've already dated, but she loves both of them.
Okay, heads Dave and tails Taylor.
There you go, go ahead.
It's tails, so Taylor.
Taylor.
Right, there you go.
I'm just saying, you don't have to choose right now. You can just date and get to know people and have wonderful experiences. They both sound like good guys. How lucky are you
be
to
careful,
have such
though.
A choice?
Yeah, sometimes you can leave yourself with no options if you're
true,
dating both.
But you have to be kind of like, when I was, you know, dating, when I was doing the online dating thing, I didn't hide the fact that I was... I mean, I didn't like flat out say, you know, I'm dating other people.
Uh-huh.
I wasn't like that, but I didn't hide the fact that I was dating other people.
You're like, I'm full this week. I got dates every night. I can't go out.
I didn't say that, but you know, I just, you know, you had to schedule things. But why do you have to pick one at this stage of life? I mean, you do once you get to know them both. No, but once you get to know them both and say, this one really is a better match for me, then you can make the choice. But based on what you said, they're both good guys, so you just need to give it more time. That's just my opinion.
Okay.
But, you know, take them both for a test drive before you make
No, I do not say that. Mm-hmm. I didn't take anybody for a test drive before I picked Alan.
How you going to know how he drives? How he rides?
What about a kiss test drive?
Yeah.
You can kiss and stuff. That's fine. But that whole you have to test drive, that I don't ascribe to that at all.
You buy a car without a test drive. Mm-hmm. So I'm just saying.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly. Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I'm a 27-year-old female, and I've been in a relationship with my man for a little over a year now. This is my first relationship that's lasted over 2 months. We are engaged, and we've lived together for 9 months. We work really great together. No drama, we communicate well, and we rarely fight. My main issue, though, is that I feel more masculine than my man. I'm a fit chick, and he's not a physically fit anything. I'm not trying to be manly, and I enjoy my feminine side, but when I work out, I'm lifting heavy weights, and it's not sexy to think I'm stronger than my man. I have more discipline as well. I get up at 4 a.m. to exercise. I meal prep all my meals. Shout out to JC and Jenna on that chicken and broccoli. All while still working full time. He says he would work out, but doesn't have the time. He would rather stay in, watch TV, and eat junk. Everything else in our relationship works great, so I've tried to tell myself that it's not that big of a deal. However, his bad habits affect me sometimes. I gained 30 pounds of relationship weight in the first 5 months of dating
weight.
Him.
Yeah.
He really is a great catch.
30 pounds.
But I don't want to feel manlier than my man. I love him, but find myself far less and less physically attracted to him. My question is, how do you think I should tactfully bring this issue to his attention? Or is there something I can do to change my outlook? He's very sensitive, and I don't want to crush his ego.
Well, just because you work out does not make him not... That does not make you manly. Being physically fit doesn't make you manly.
Well, she's opening all the jars.
It doesn't make him feminine because he's, you know...
Honey, can you open it?
His level of masculinity.
I get that, though. I think as an active girl, you feel...
You want somebody
I joke and say that about myself, and I've decided to just... I just need to embrace the fact that, like, I have golf tan lines, so I don't... I'm not a man, but playing that clip doesn't help. Thank you.
You're active.
Right, but see, the thing is maybe you're just going to have to... If this guy is great on all... How many... I've been with people who are way more physically active than me, and this is the way it was.
Right.
And I've, you know, cooked the chicken and broccoli for them and griped about it the whole time. But you can make it work. This is not a deal breaker,
no.
I don't think.
Well, unless I don't know why she's not attracted to him anymore.
But that's the problem that gets me is that she's obsessing on it and talking herself out of
like,
be a really
a lot
great
of people,
guy.
There's nothing wrong. They make something wrong.
That's what people do.
They find something and they zero in on it, and they're like, they just have to. Gripe about something.
So why don't you just try to find creative ways that you can do things together that don't involve sitting down in front of a TV and watching movies?
Yeah.
Maybe you can find things.
Arm wrestling.
Hey, let's get out. Let's go to a festival or something this weekend. Outdoor. Hit me over the head now, but let's get out of the house this weekend and go do something outside. That doesn't necessarily scream, we're working out, we're being active.
Yeah.
But it's fun for y'all to do things together and just... You know, where your bodies are moving and you're not just sitting at home eating junk. And maybe you can take a cooking course together. Hey, honey, I'd like to learn how, since we're going to be, you know, save money and eat at home more. Let's go out and take a cooking class together and do things that have nothing to do with being in the gym lifting weights.
Yeah.
But you have a lot of common ground there. That's just one thing. You don't have to jibe on every single aspect of your lives together to make it work.
True.
But stop... feminizing him in your head. Why does that make you masculine and him feminine because he doesn't want to go work out? That doesn't make him a man.
No.
Oh, really?
It just makes you a little bit stronger.
Because you're in there, you know, if he lifted weights, he'd get the muscle weight and he could outlift you. But, I mean, that's just genetics. But, I mean, make it a problem where there isn't one.
Yeah, right.
It's great.
Right.
Yeah.
And just they're engaged.
Just find other things you can do together. Find everything else you can do and stop obsessing on the one thing you don't.
Yeah. Does he treat you well? That's something you should focus
on.
And he's not threatened by the fact that you're more athletic than him. That's awesome.
Go for it, baby.
Yeah.
On the text, though, what is this broccoli and chicken recipe you spoke of on Love Letters to Kelly? Just throw a little chicken on the grill and steam some broccoli.
Yeah, that's it.
And there you go.
It's very plain and boring.
Very boring.
This is for people who believe food is fuel and not fun.
Well, you can still have fun on the weekend.
You cannot have fun with plain broccoli and chicken.
Yes, I do. Cholula.
That is not
fun. Put some Cholula on there.
I got a cousin named Cholula.
Yeah, you do. My man.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you're the love expert.
I am.
I recently became single, and I feel like I'm ready to start venturing out into the dating world again.
Yay!
While hanging out with a couple of friends a few days ago, I became reacquainted with someone I've known for a few years. We'd only ever spoken to each other in passing. I had no idea he was ever interested in me until he started hitting on me.
Hey.
But red flags immediately started going up.
Oh.
I don't know if this was him specifically or just my own anxieties related to dating. He's battled some demons in the not-so-distant past, and he still seems a bit fragile, which may be another reason I've been a bit skeptical of pursuing him. Even after talking to a mutual friend who approved, I still don't know what I should do. Are the red flags legitimate warning signs, or should I not pay attention to my feelings? That is from Shane.
But what are the red flags?
She never says.
We don't know what the red flags are.
Yeah, we need to know the red flags.
Like, is he dating someone else? That's a red flag.
Yeah. Is he aggressive? That's a red flag.
Is he does he want to know where you are every minute of every day and he's acting possessive? That's a red flag.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know what your red flag is, so you could just be a little hesitant jumping back out there and you're a little insecure. Maybe you think it's too good to be true and you're sabotaging it already.
Mm-hmm.
Or they could be legitimate red flags. I don't know what you're talking about.
Sorry, Shane.
It's
need
too
more
vague.
Info. Need more info. Mm.
Yeah.
Need the info.
We need to know what you're talking about.
Yeah. You have to recognize, though, when you are self-sabotaging.
Yeah.
There are many of us who do that.
Or maybe he's really legitimately, literally waving red flags.
Oh, he works at the airport?
What are you talking about?
Right? Yeah. Got to land that plane.
It's on a flag corps.
Park that plane. Yeah, I don't know. It's too incomplete for me to answer that in a very
complete
helpful way.
Yeah.
Sorry, Shane.
Sorry, Shane.
Sorry.
Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I've been friends with this guy for about 4 years. We've always had a mutual attraction, but never verbally acknowledged it. Well, about a month ago, he had a few too many drinks and called me expressing his feelings. Ooh. He said he's liked me for a long time and that there's always been something there between us and that he wants to date me. The problem is, he has a girlfriend. I'm not sure what to do now. I'm not going to be the girl who wrecks a relationship, but it's hard to ignore my feelings now that he put it out there that the feeling is mutual. What should I do?
Well, Kay, you just tell him, look, I am very flattered, and when you're finished with that business with your girlfriend and you are free and available, then call me. That's what you do.
Yeah.
Yep. Do you want to date a cheater?
No.
No, but sometimes people are stuck in a relationship that's not going anywhere, and they're just looking for the escape door.
Yep.
You know, and you may be his escape door. Because people are easy, they have a lot more confidence leaving a relationship when they know how they have something to go to. Or they'll sit in a dead-end relationship. But you have to set a boundary for yourself. You're not the cause of that relationship breaking up. But you need to tell him this is not appropriate. When you are done with that relationship and you are free emotionally and physically, then call me and we can go to dinner.
Boom.
Just make the boundary.
There you go.
Yeah, boy, it's flattering, isn't it?
Uh-huh.
You got that booty call. That's so flattering. It's very flattering. Your ego is, I get it. It's like, oh, he thinks I'm so hot. He's willing to cheat on his woman for me. Okay, and then you're dating a cheater.
He's going to cheat on you.
You know? Mm. So just draw the line, set the boundary, and you might be saving him from making a mistake you regret.
Mm-hmm.
And when he's available, call me.
Yeah, wait till he's single. If you want to write a love letter to Kelly, go to kidnation.com. You can get that expert love advice from her every Monday and Wednesday.
She's an expert.
She is an expert.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Go through a little process. You can get it.
Maybe.
It's not like
within 2 to 4 weeks.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And maybe not the whole grand.
Yeah,
maybe.
Exactly. Yeah. You might not see it.
You never know. It depends on the banker.
It depends. It does depend.
All right. Let's meet our contestant. Hello, Brooke.
Hello. I'm so excited to be talking to you guys.
Yay.
We're excited. You're car number 23. What are you doing right now?
Oh, my gosh. I am actually off work today, which is why I was able to call. I'm driving with my behind the school bus to my son's field trip. So I just happened to be lucky to be off work today.
Awesome.
Yay. Is it a fun school trip? Are you guys going to the zoo or something?
We are going to an amusement park, Holiday World in Indiana.
Oh,
Holiday World.
Yes.
So there's going to be, like, different sections. So
Christmas
World? Yeah, they do. They have like a Thanksgiving, a Christmas, all the holidays. I've never been, but I've heard about it, and it seems really fun. So we're excited.
Halloween.
All right.
Yeah, well, that sounds fun.
Goat tigers.
Yeah.
Well, Brooke, let's try to win you some money so you could buy a bunch of stuff at a Holiday World.
Oh, my goodness, yes.
Let's step up to the vault.
Hello. Please enter your password.
Basketball.
Password accepted. Yep.
That's right, Brooke.
You got it.
Basketball is the password. You have now gained entry to our bank vault. You're going to go one-on-one versus our banker. He's going to give you dollar amounts that increase the longer you stay in there. Now, we don't know how high it's going to go. You know, it changes every single time.
Yep.
Your only job is to yell stop when you think he's gone as high as he's going to go for your turn. It could get up to $1,000. You still have to yell stop, even if he says $1,000, because if you let that go and that vault door closes, you get nothing, and we don't want that.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
All right, Brooke. All right. We got a field trip. Lots of snacks to buy. Probably a
T-shirt.
How's
Big Al feeling? I need to know how Big Al's feeling.
How you feeling, Big Al?
I'm feeling very middle of the road.
Middle of the road. But again,
I know nothing.
He knows nothing. Yes. You just have to feel it out, Brooke.
All right. I'm ready.
All right.
Let's do this. Let's play.
Beat the bank.
$100, $210, $260, $350, $420, $520, 590. 600.
Stop.
All right.
Scared her out. Scared her.
I always said I would stop at 600.
600? All right. Bird in the hand.
Well, you got to 600, and that's how much money we'll stuff into your pocket, Brooke. What are you going to do?
Oh, my gosh.
What are you going to do with that money?
Oh, I don't know. We're actually going on vacation to Florida in a few weeks, so that will just help so much with that.
So are we.
Yeah.
What part of Florida are you going to?
The Destin area.
Okay.
Nice.
Right. We're going to be a little more south than you.
Yeah, we're going to Hollywood.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yes.
Just drive over.
Just make the trip down.
Yeah, just drive over.
I mean, it's no holiday world, but, you know, it's something. Well, hey.
Oh, my goodness.
Brooke, just for fun, let's see how high I would have gone.
Oh, okay.
Hold on.
Are you serious?
Less than 1 second from the door closing on you, Brooke.
Oh, my God.
Good job.
Well played. Brooke.
Oh, my. Wow.
You have fun at Holiday World today, okay?
Thank you guys so much. I can't believe I got to talk to you. I can't believe this. It's so exciting.
It's really real.
It really happened.
It's hard to believe.
But it's true.
All right, well, hold on.
Thank you guys. I love you all.
I love you.
Have fun, Destin.
I am fascinated by this idea of Holiday World. I don't know how I've never known about this. Yeah. And I want to go.
Santa Claus, Indiana. Up.
I want to go. I want to see how many holidays they legitimately do. They have the 4th of July area. Do they have St. Patrick's Day? What?
Black History Month?
Yeah. That's not a holiday.
It's a holiday month.
That would be a holiday. That would be a holiday.
All right, King of Holidays.
Here we go. Bastille Day.
Okay, Bastille Day.
Oh, my gosh.
All right.
You going there?
Yeah.
Sure. Really?
Cinco de Mayo.
Halloween.
Easter.
Father's Day.
Christmas.
Días de los Muertos.
Nice, Jenna.
Mother's Day.
Grandparents Day.
Oh, gosh.
Father's Day.
I said Father's Day, didn't I?
Yeah, you did.
You did.
That's the hard part.
See, that's the hard part
about
King of...
That's where I got Mother's Day from, because that.
Okay.
D-Day today.
Oh, nice.
It's a sad holiday.
Very sad.
Sweetest Day.
Mm. New Year's Day. Mm.
Columbus Day.
Bad man.
Veterans Day.
President's Day.
Ooh.
Did y'all say Valentine's Day?
I'm not going to tell you.
I don't think
Valentine's Day. Okay, sorry.
Can we say Memorial Day?
No.
Okay, Memorial Day. What?
JC's out. No.
I'm out.
JC's
out. What's up,
JC said no, so I just threw in a buzzer.
No, I said I know. Nobody said it.
Yeah. Labor Day.
Oh! That's what I was going to go with. Sweetest Day.
I already said that.
Oh, she did! All right, it's between Al and Kelly.
Now we're getting
for the
to the
king of the holidays.
Columbus Day?
Somebody said Columbus Day.
I did.
Congratulations.
Oh my gosh, that is the most ridiculous looking thing on your head.
Thank you. It does not fit.
Just put it more towards
the back of it or something. There you go. That's
all right. I like that.
We do have a Kickstarter, though, for our game, King of. Go to KidNation.com. We have different tiers if you want to donate.
It's a real thing. This is not a bit.
Yeah, you can get autographed cards or you can create your own card. We have different ones. We're trying to raise $10,000. I think we're getting there, though.
Yeah.
Again, KidNation.com if you want to check it out and be a part of this movement on Kickstarter for us.
Wow.
And coming up next, we have the man who created, directed, and starred in Saw, the movie. And he also had a part in Insidious. He brought that as well.
All right.
His name is Lee Wonell, and Jenna's going to be really excited because...
I can't contain it.
You look up to this man. We'll talk to him next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
This is... probably going to be one of Jenna's biggest idols.
I know.
I'm about to introduce you to.
I just feel like I'm just very happy to have him here.
And if you like being creeped out, this man created possibly the creepiest, scariest movie of all time. If you've ever seen Saw, That sounds weird to say.
My parents love Saw. This is so weird. My parents are huge fans.
Really?
I felt like I needed to be incarcerated because I enjoyed the movie so much. Yeah. But the creator of this movie, Lee Waddell, is in studio with us right now.
How are you guys?
Doing
hey, Jenna.
Doing great.
Yes. Happy birthday from me to you.
My birthday was this week. I'm so excited.
Your birthday was this week?
And yeah. I am a horror movie fanatic and have been since I was so young that it freaked my parents out.
Really? The truth is that I was flown in especially for your birthday. Yeah. There is no movie for me to promote. Just here is a gift.
Lee is actually going to strip now. Go ahead.
Yeah, okay. This is radio, not TV, right?
Yeah, that's radio.
Okay, cool.
She likes scary.
Yeah. I'll only strip on radio.
Now, Lee, you wanted to be an actor, right? This was your...
Well, so when I was a kid, I guess I loved movies before I knew that was a job.
Uh-huh.
You know, I was just like driving my parents crazy, you know, watching my favorite movies 1,000 times a day. And then after high school, I went to film school. So I never really actually knew what I wanted to do. Like, do I want to be an actor or a filmmaker? And I kind of met James Wan, who made Saw with me. We met at film school. And then once we finished film school, we were broke, like every other film student in the world. And we just decided to make a film ourselves. I wrote it. I acted in it. James directed it. And, yeah, we had no idea it would become what it did become. But, you know, I'm glad it did.
Where does this concept come from for you? I always wonder this because I'm obsessed with these horror movies. But then I wonder, is that hard for you to share some of these very morbid things that people are going to go, man, he's messed up.
Yeah. Honestly, we expected you to look creepy.
I know. People expect me to look like Marilyn Manson with black fingernails and stuff. I don't know. I've just always loved horror films. I can't explain it. I love scary stories. I love true crime, you know, stuff like that. I'm just attracted to this morbid stuff. I think it's actually a really human instinct.
Like, it is.
It's the same reason people pay money to get on a roller coaster, which I think is crazy. But people love it. They want that feeling of being terrified.
Yeah.
Human beings will pay for the experience of being terrified.
Yeah, we go to the haunted
house. Hand you their money. Exactly. Whether it's a haunted house or a roller coaster or a horror movie.
We're talking with Lee Waddell. He's one of the co-creators of Saw. He's got a new movie.
And Insidious as well.
Insidious. Yeah, don't forget about Insidious.
Got to throw that in there. Yeah.
But you acted in Saw. You're the guy that had
chained to the wall. Yep.
And when you come up with the movie, do you come up with the ending first when you guys start writing and then you work backwards, or do you just start, all right, let's start with a guy chained to the ground and let's move forward?
Well, it's different every time. It depends on the movie. Sometimes you don't have the ending worked out to the very end. But with Saw, we actually did start with the ending. We had the opening and the ending, and then I had to fill in the middle part. So we knew that how the guys would wake up in this room, and we knew how it would end. At this stage, it's not really a spoiler.
Yeah.
He gets up off the ground, and it was my job to go and sit. And I'd never written a script before, so figuring out that middle part took me a year. So yeah, it really depends with each script. This film that I want to talk about today, Upgrade, the ending for that film came like at the 11th hour, like right before we started shooting. I had this idea. And the producers were panicked because you're not allowed to have new ideas in low-budget films because then things have to change. So, yeah, it's different every time.
Yeah,
so
tell us about the new one.
Yeah, tell us about it.
It's called Upgrade. It's kind of, it's something a little different for me. It's not a horror film. It's kind of sci-fi action thriller.
Uh-huh.
And it's about a guy in the near future who he and his wife are attacked and she is killed and he's a quadriplegic. And so his whole life is shattered. And then he gets the chance to have this like world first operation of a computer chip that is put in his neck that will essentially cure his paralysis, everything from the neck down. And then you discover that the chip wants to get more involved than just controlling
everybody's body.
It's like, well, let's go track down these guys who made you a quadriplegic and murdered your wife. And he sort of, at first, is enjoying these superhuman powers. And, yeah, it's I don't know. Some people have described it as like John Wick meets Iron Man. But I'm really proud of it, you know.
Cool.
It's a fun movie, I think.
Reception has been awesome.
I'm loving it. I'm sort of, because we're a lower budget film, we're not like a big Marvel movie or anything. So I'm like going on the road. you know, and just going to cities and screening the
movie.
When
people say low budget film, what are we looking at money wise? Because we know Marvel spends like $500 million.
Exactly.
No, but it still takes a lot of money to make a movie.
It does. I mean, yeah, it's funny. People say low budget is, you know, like Saw, the first Saw film was shot for $1 million, which is considered micro budget.
Right.
I'd love $1 million to just suddenly appear in front of me. Like, so low budget is all relative. But yeah, I think, in these days, with the money they're spending on movies, low budget is considered like anything under $20 million. You know,
see?
It's getting pretty hardcore with the amount of money they spend.
And does that go mostly to the CGI effects? Is there a lot of CGI going on in this movie?
Just a little bit. Yeah. Yeah, we did a lot of practical effects, but I will say this: James Wan, my friend who directed the first Saw film and Insidious and The Conjuring, he just did the film Aquaman. I'm probably not supposed to say this, but whatever, who cares? He told me that the visual effects budget, the CGI budget for that film, was $80 million. So that's just the effects budget.
Holy moly!
I could make 30 movies for $80 million.
What do you look for when you're casting for those roles?
I mean, really, I guess you just look for somebody who suits that role specifically. Like when you write a film, you have this picture in your mind of who the person is. You're making the film, and sometimes people just walk in and it's chilling. It gives you goosebumps because they just embody the
person.
You're
like, you're that person.
Yeah, exactly. And the same goes for any genre, not just horror. It's like, it's. I guess the best way to say it is you know it when you see it. When I was an actor, I used to hate that expression, like star quality. Like, oh, this person's got star quality. I'd be like, I would always be like, excuse me, while I vomit. But now that I've been on the other side of the Iron Curtain, I have to begrudgingly admit there is such a thing. Like, some people just have it, and they walk into a room, and you're like, they start talking, and you're like, you've got it.
Which one of us in this room you think has the most star quality?
Star quality?
Okay. What would you cast us as a director? What would we play?
Now.
Well, I mean, seeing as you were talking about...
Miguel Mack, you
were talking about leaving the house.
Yes.
As soon as the ghost goes. So you're going to be the smart one of the group that lives till the end.
The smart
you
one.
Have you're
the
hit me you're the on the head, young man.
The smart... Okay, so...
No, you definitely got hit in the head.
I'm going to get help. All right, y'all, I'll be right back.
Oh, that's
exactly.
You're the first one out to the car.
And then I'm going to go...
JC,
I'm going to go with you as being the one that's overly zealous about attacking the demon and gets killed pretty much straight away.
Yes, again.
You're like...
JC.
Shirtless.
You know, there's
a dumb thing to do. He's calling you dumb.
No, I'm not saying he's dumb, but
it's a hero.
You know, there's always that guy in the horror film that's like, get out of my way. I'm going to get in there. Teach that thing a lesson.
Yeah, that's me.
JC would be like, I'm going to go out there. And then he takes his shirt off.
Right.
Right.
I'm going to go get
right.
Okay.
I'll take okay.
Do I at least,
okay.
Do I at least get a line, Lee?
I'd be flattered if you're like, I'm just going to kill you.
That's what
you want. I would be honored for you to murder me in a movie. Yeah.
I'm gonna go with you being the person that maybe the audience thinks isn't gonna make it because they're like, oh, you know, she's gonna die, but you make it to the end as well.
Mm.
Okay,
and then
me,
lovers.
Kelly,
you're gonna be like the person who's the expert on the issue.
Mm-hmm.
You know how in every horror film,
I'm the know-it-all.
Somebody pulls out a book at one stage, and of course, opens it to the exact page they need to look at, and he's like, it says here that in 1885, this demon could only be killed by water from this church. You're that person,
I'm
the
that
expert.
Person. Do I survive?
No,
you don't.
No.
You die. No. Unfortunately, you die.
No.
You help us, though.
You follow the rules too much, too, so you're not going to break the rules to try to get away.
As long as I help some people survive.
Yeah.
So we've got two that make it.
Okay.
You know, you guys are walking out. You're really the hero, Miguel.
The black guy normally makes it. Either he gets killed first, or
it's all or nothing.
It's one or the other.
See, there you go. We've got our film. I'm ready to direct. Are you ready to do this?
I think we're ready for Hollywood, guys.
Let's do this.
Now we just got to write
it. World.
What?
Yeah. Yeah. Far, far away.
Is it hard for you to get rid of your Australian accent when you speak in an American accent?
I don't think it is because I literally watched thousands and thousands of hours of American television and movies when I was a kid. So I found by the time I finished high school, I was, you know, every game I played, even when we'd play Cops and Robbers, I was the one who would be like, get down. You know, I'd be doing an American accent. I've been training my whole life.
Everybody does a Christopher Walken.
Christopher Walken's... I'm talking about a massacre.
See?
No, wait. Your son went in there. Oh, sorry. It's that line. Your son went in there, guns blazing, and didn't stop. until he's pretty sure everybody was dead.
Nah, that's a, that's
okay. It's like a little bit of an Australian one.
Yeah, I like it.
No, Arnie's Arnie. Everybody does an Arnie as well. Anybody got an Arnie in here?
No, Arnold. No, I can't do Arnold.
It's
like a it was out there. It got Mag and Hawkins, and now it wants us. Yeah, that's okay. That's okay.
Dude,
you really hear yourself in these mics.
Yeah.
Welcome to the Lee Winnell Impression Hour.
It's not a tumor. That's how I get
it. If I was drunk, I'd be fully convinced. Yeah.
If it was a bad phone line, like if I was in Antarctica and you were here.
So if you need impressions, if you need movies, you need cool sci-fi movies, call Lee up. He's got you.
Call me.
He's not busy at all right
now. We're on board. If you ever need anyone to die.
He got you. Everybody give it up for Lee Winnell.
Yeah. Thanks, guys.
My man.
And congratulations to Big Al for surviving the horror
movie. Well done, Al.
Thank you.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.